Oh, you do?
I don't.
You never say anything to him?
No. Of course, I used to when I was milking. I had each one of them named. And I'd just step there and call them by their name. But now, no, I don't call cattle. I just use the truffle.
Well, what about, I don't know if you, did you ever plow with a mule, with mules?
You bet.
Well, yeah. What would you call to them?
Gee, and haw,
yeah,
and woo,
make them go
and get up.
Right and left and,
uh-huh.
And all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and come around. They know what that word means.
They would understand all that.
They'd understand it. You bet.
Well, the different types of animals, like when you were going to feed pigs, did you have anything to call them?
Well, I've heard people call hogs. In fact, they have hog calling contests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But now I didn't. I mean, of course, I know how it's done, but...
Yeah. Well, how do people around here call their cows if they don't...
Well, some of them, you know, will swoo.
Oh, yeah.
But most of them use a horn.
Oh, they just...
Hurts my throat.
Nowadays.
They just use a car horn.
Well, did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No.
I wonder if they have a...
They'll come to a horn, too. We used to have sheep.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And they'll come to a bell. I don't know how you call them, but now they'll come to both those. To a horn or a bell.
Now, and what about chickens? Do you call?
Well, that's chicky, chicky, chicky.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were using horses and you... Well, I wanted to use them for plowing or something, and you wanted to get them ready, you might say, well, I've got to go...
Feed the horses.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get ready to put that...
Harness on them?
Right. Yeah. And you say that you've got to...
Harness up the horses.
Mm-hmm. And when you're plowing, what would you call the things that you would guide the mules?
The lines.
Now, if you were riding on top of a horse...
The reins.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the part that you put your feet in on the
stand?
Now, if you're plowing with two horses or two mules or whatever, yeah, but what would you call the one of them that walks in the furrow?
In the furrow, the one on the right.
And that would be the one on the right?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a...
And if you're using level end, that's where you have trouble with mules or horses breaking them to work to a hillside plow.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, why, it depends, you know, one of them's walking in the furrow one time, the other night on the land. But the one on the right walks in the furrow with a level end plow.
And there's no particular name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No, I never did. I always just, they don't say which side does this mule work on, the right or the left.
Mm-hmm. Now, if something's not right near by you, you say, well, it's not right by me, but it's just a little.
Peace.
Now, if it was further than that, if it was a considerable distance, you might say, well, it's
way off down there.
Now, if something is so common that you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say, well, you can just find that about
anywhere.
Okay. Now, if a person fell that way, you'd
backwards.
Say he fell. And if he fell
forward.
Okay. Now, talking about a spoiled child or something like that, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Something like is not. Have you ever said that? Like is not? He'll have his trouble, like is not.
Well, that he'll be a problem child is what
mm-hmm.
I always say.
Did you ever use an expression like is not?
Well, like is not something,
mm-hmm.
likely is not.
Yeah, oh, you use it that way.
Yeah.
What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Now, if you got a real good yield of something like wheat or something, you might say, well, we raised a real big...
bumper crop.